Do you ask for people's birth times once you start dating them?
100%.
Really? You do?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people are always like, oh my God, people are so obsessed with astrology. Mm-hmm. It just helps me like know somebody.
Yeah.
Like, and also honestly, I've never met somebody and been interested in them if they were like, oh my God, that's so stupid. Mm-hmm. That's not my kind of person.
Queer gehört. Mit Savannah.
Hi meine Kinder, was geht ab? Mein Name ist Savannah. Danke, dass du mit mir abhängst und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Queer gehört. Du weißt, Queer gehört ist so dein Lieblingspodcast, was queere KünstlerInnen angeht, die ich dir immer so ein bisschen vorstelle. Heute wird's besonders krass. Heute habe ich eine Gästin am Start, auf die zumindest meiner Wahrnehmung nach ganz TikTok richtig krass hingefiebert hat. Die ganzen Fanboys, Fangirls, Fanthays sind besonders aufgeregt. Heute lernst du sie hier noch ein bisschen besser kennen. Is in the building. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
First of all, welcome to Berlin.
Thanks, man.
How do you like it so far?
Good. It's cool. Good. Yeah, it's really cool. It's very artistic. Mm. Very cold.
Mm. Yeah, it's super freezing.
Bro, it's really cold.
I know, but I'm still wearing crop tops because like fashion, you know?
As you should.
It's a pain. Yeah. Is there like any German? You can speak, or would you want me to teach you some?
You can totally teach me some.
Before you leave Germany, you know?
The only thing I know is I know stuff from cabaret. So, like, I know, like, Willkommen, and I know, like, Bienvenue. Mm-hmm. You know? Fremde. I don't know what it means.
What?
Fremde? Oh, you don't know what it means
either. It's like stranger.
Oh, all right. So it is a thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in a song. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, no,
I have no idea what you just tried to say,
girl,
but it's cute.
Me either.
It's cute. Okay. Is there any German you would like me to teach you?
How do you say bitch in German?
We say bitch usually.
Oh, you just
too.
Say bitch. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Oh, but that's like, good. I'll just say bitch and be like, I learned this in Germany.
Yeah, true. You're fluent.
Yeah, everybody taught me.
Is this your first time here in Germany also?
Yeah, I've never been here before.
Ah!
I know.
But you've only been to Berlin, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Is there any German food you already tried? Because like, I was at your gig last night and you were oh my God, I can't wait to eat here.
I know.
So is there any German food you tried?
To be honest, no. Because I was supposed to go to dinner last night, but I hadn't slept for like 24 hours the night before.
Crazy.
And so I fell asleep last night at like, I think 8:00.
Yeah.
And I slept for 13 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Mm.
I don't know.
You're a tough one. Yeah. I have respect for you.
Thanks, man. I genuinely am just like, I've lost respect for me. I'm like, I do not manage my time well.
Mm. But I get you because like, I do the morning show here and I have to wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
I'm like dead by 8:00. Like a full on grandma style.
Is it 4 a.m. every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Monday till Friday.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
I have no social life, to be honest.
I was going to say, that's how I feel whenever I film. We have like really, really early mornings.
Yeah.
So I get it. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, that all being said, welcome to my podcast.
Thanks,
it's like
man.
A queer safe space because I'm also queer.
Oh, amazing.
So
okay,
it's gonna get real personal.
Great.
I hope you don't mind me.
No, please.
And whenever I meet a person for the first time, I'm just going to play a little game called this.
Gem FM Speed Dating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this.
We're going to go on a date, you know?
Great.
Like a speed date. Meaning, I'm just going to give you like random ass questions and you're just going to give me the first things that come to your mind, okay?
Great. Okay, perfect.
What was the first thing you did this morning?
The first thing I did this morning? Oh, I was on FaceTime when I woke up and I didn't know that I was. Because I guess I had called someone. Or they had called me.
You fell asleep?
Yeah, they had called me while I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like... And they were like, yeah, I called you and you were like, stay on the phone. I'm going to go to sleep. And I guess I said that in my sleep.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was actually so cute.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Do you believe in zodiac signs also?
Beyond belief.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's the most Capricorn thing about you?
This entire fucking trip. I'm doing like 4 countries in like 10 days.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
What would you say about me though?
What are you?
Because I'm a Libra.
I love Libras.
Thank you.
My two closest people mm-hmm. in my life are Libras. Ooh. And they are just like
the best,
the closest people. They're like my best friends. Yeah.
That's cute.
My dad and my best friend, literally.
That's cute.
And they're here.
Like, do you, ask for people's birth times once you start dating them?
100%.
Really? You do?
Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people are always like, oh my God, people are so obsessed with astrology. Mm-hmm. It just helps me like know somebody.
Yeah.
Like, and also honestly, I've never met somebody and been interested in them if they were like, oh my God, that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my kind of person.
Same boat, actually, yeah. If I'm honest.
Yeah.
What's your first job you've ever worked as? Like, is there anything
my
else?
My first job was Mean mm-hmm. Girls in Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like a workshop of a musical before then.
Mm-hmm.
I did a workshop of a musical that's actually, which is kind of very fucking cool, being revived now on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And like two of my best friends are producers on it and my manager is a producer on it. And I did one of the like first workshops when I was like 19, no 18.
Cute.
That's cool. Yeah.
And you're 23 now. Happy belated birthday.
Thanks,
also.
Man. Thanks.
How was your birthday? Actually?
It was great. I did a thing in the US. I did Jimmy Kimmel for mm-hmm. my birthday and it was so much fun.
Insane.
Oh my God.
Insane so things to do for your birthday also.
Very much. I was like,
just casual, you know?
Yeah. Well, originally I put in my calendar. I was like, I'm out of office. I'm not working for 3 days. I worked every day. It was great though. It was a lot of fun.
Love that for you. If you were an emoji, which one would you be? What do you think?
Oh, the eye rolling one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you do that quite a lot or mm-hmm. like why?
Because I do that all the time. I feel like it's a constant thing with me.
Ah.
Not in a bad way. I think it's a little cute. Like I do it all the time.
Okay. That's cute though. What website or app do you spend the most time on, if you're honest? I think like TikTok with you.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like TikTok. I've been in my Pinterest shit recently.
You do Pinterest?
Bro, I love Pinterest. I was just on it on my way here. Yeah, because I
didn't know that was still a thing. I'm sorry to say.
What do you mean? It's not. You're correct. It's like not a thing. I love it because I like
you
to make boards.
You keep it alive.
Okay. Yeah, it's a private thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love to like make like boards. And I feel like I have so many things in my life that I need to put into groups.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for things like my stylist and I, like Morgan, mm-hmm. like we'll work on like Pinterest boards together
mm-hmm.
or like for like tattoos and things like mm-hmm. that. And like color schemes, hair, makeup. I love shit like that.
That makes you seem like you got your life so much together.
Oh,
I envy you.
I don't.
Really?
Okay. No, fuck no. I just have a lot of people around me to keep my shit together.
Okay. Get it. Who's your celebrity crush, if you have one? Or if you ever had one?
Yeah, I have so many. My best friend, Aaliyah Chanel Scott, is my celebrity crush.
Cute. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I have so many. My biggest pet peeve, I don't like when somebody makes somebody else feel dumb. I hate that.
Yeah.
I really, really, really dislike that. That shit pisses me off.
Mm, for reasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I
was just like that mainly.
I mean, mostly that, but I also have a lot of pet peeves. Like, I don't like, I'm very particular about how clothes look.
Mm-hmm.
My pet peeve, which I pray to God is like a universal thing, I really hate skinny jeans.
Yeah,
nobody
should wear them anymore.
Yeah, you would
honestly.
Fucking think, but I'm on a show where I get put in skinny jeans sometimes.
No.
No, yeah, man. It's not good. It's a dangerous
game. Who
does
that to you and why did they?
I think somebody hates me secretly. And they're like, let's put this bitch in skinny jeans.
Okay, what's your favorite TikTok meme or sound right now?
Oh, damn.
Because like mine right now is like the oops, got your coping skills.
Got your coping skills.
Oops, got your queer awakening. But yeah.
What's my favorite one right now? I don't know. I was looking through. Oh, well, I was just in Paris, and so mm-hmm. I had a lot of like
bonjour.
Yeah, I had a lot of like Parisian ones.
Yeah.
And that one was like, "Are you happy to be in Paris?" Oui. And mm-hmm. that was in my.
I love that one.
I love it too.
At first glance, like I know we just met like 10 minutes ago, but. Based on my appearance, what show or a movie could I star in and what would my character be?
Oh, my God. That's so interesting. I mean, I just started watching One Tree Hill.
Oh, that's so old school.
I know.
I've only seen one episode, so.
I'm only like 2 episodes in.
Okay.
But I'm watching it with someone and they like have made me kind of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And I think all of the people on that show are really sick. Like, in a way, everybody just looks like really cool and like effortless. So I feel like you could totally do that.
Okay. I'm going to have to continue watching.
Bro, yeah, same, honestly.
Well, you know what? Actually, this morning I finished watching The L Word Generation Q. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't watched it.
Bro, I watched the finale today and I was like dead ass crying.
Oh my God, really?
This morning because it was like so beautiful.
Oh wow.
You know what I mean?
I haven't watched it at all.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it now.
You should, it's so cute. That's cool. Let's talk the sex life of college girls, speaking of shows and stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, I loved it, like every second of it, breathtaking, amazing, brilliant.
Thanks.
You're playing Layton, a queer college student who's like very good at math.
Mm-hmm.
How much of Layton is actually you?
I suck at math. I hate school. I hated school. I didn't go to college because I just, it's not an environment that suits me. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's amazing for people. I was just not one of those personality types. I think my humor is similar to Layton's in the mm-hmm. sense that it's like very quick, but I think that's just because like I just really go on the show and I just like, I read my little lines mm-hmm. as I do, to mm-hmm. be honest.
And also quite savage.
Yeah. And very, just like. Very blunt, very to the point. Yeah. I think like, I love the way she like enters rooms because I think she enters like she's very confident, but I don't, and I think she is, I don't think she's not, but I don't think she's like comfortable. I think she's mm-hmm. playing like she's comfortable, but she is very confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's pretty similar to me.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Can I ask, because your character had quite of a hard time coming out
mm-hmm.
To the her parents, like what was your coming out like?
I mean, it was very similar in the sense of like all the things, you know, that went into it and like the reasons why, you know, she wasn't coming out or she mm-hmm. was, but I didn't really come out. Like I never really kind of did. Like I think I came out to like some people in my life and I just remember them laughing at me.
Really?
It sucked. And then
I'm
I just
so sorry for
yeah
you.
Thanks. I mean, and then I just like didn't tell people for a long time
mm-hmm.
and I think now like that I'm like on a TV show mm-hmm. Playing a character that's like written to be accepted, I think mm-hmm. it's much, which for better or for worse mm-hmm. It's much more palatable for a lot of people, so mm-hmm. yeah, everybody in my life is pretty cool with it now.
As they should.
Yeah,
they
hell
should.
Yeah.
Did you have queer idols growing up?
Not really. I mean, I did, but I didn't think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that was what it was. Because I think I just had idols, period, who happened to be queer, which was mm-hmm. actually was amazing. Like, Frank Ocean is, like, everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Beyonce is a gay icon, even though Beyonce is not gay.
Mm.
She might be.
who knows?
Yeah, but I feel like, I feel like it was that for me.
Mm.
But I do, yeah. I don't know. I do remember like telling my mom or asking my mom when I was a kid. Well, she tells me this all the time. I was like so intrigued as a child mm-hmm. To what like Michael Jackson identified as.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
So young. I'm pretty sure I asked something like very like dumb and sort of ignorant, but I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think I said to my mom, I was like, is that a girl or a boy? Like, what is it? Like, I was trying to figure it out from such a young age,
mm-hmm.
coming from a very honest place.
Mm-hmm.
So I have always been like so intrigued with like amazing, amazing celebrities and performers mm-hmm. specifically. But yeah, I don't know. Like gender and like queerness was always just such a, it was so fascinating to me as a kid. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how familiar you are with these people I'm going to pull out, but we're going to play another game called this.
Smash or pass? With Savannah.
Amazing.
I'm just going to give you like random ass celebrities.
Perfect.
And you're just going to tell me whether you were going to smash them
smash or
pass them.
Fuck yeah.
As easy as that.
Love.
All right. First up, we got Hunter Schaefer.
Smash. I love Hunter.
Have you seen Euphoria?
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
What did you think of it?
I think it's amazing. I think all the actors are so brilliant. Like, I actually don't even remember, like, the context of anything that happens in that show. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you the plot. Couldn't tell you a
goddamn
thing. Same with
White Lotus.
With White Lotus, yeah. But I think they're all so incredible.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Which character do you love the most?
In Euphoria?
Yeah.
I love Sydney Sweeney's character because I think it's just so fun.
I've never been happier.
It's so,
love that one.
It's just like cracked out. Like I would love to play a character like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I really love them all.
Yes.
I really love them all. Yeah.
Except for Nate. We hate him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we don't like him.
Yeah.
We don't. Yeah.
Sucks.
All right. Next up, we got Dove Cameron.
Oh, I love Dove. Smash. 100%. She's the best.
All right. Would you like to work with her?
Totally. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I feel like you guys have a vibe.
Totally. Know? Oh, she's the best. She's the best. I would totally do it. She's super sweet.
Nice. Okay. Next up, we got Aubrey Plaza. Speaking of White Lotus,
oh, totally smash. Aubrey Plaza's the shit.
She kind of gives me the creeps, but like
in a hot way. In a
you
very
know what
hot
I mean?
Way. Yeah. She scares me.
Have you seen White Lotus? Like the second season also?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of obsessed with her also.
Same.
She's like all over my TikTok For You page all of a sudden now.
Same.
Like same with Jennifer Coolidge also.
Yes, I
like,
know.
Hey, I'll be skating.
They're so amazing.
All right. Next up we got Fletcher.
Smash. I love Fletcher.
Same.
She's a shit.
I know, right? Would you ever work with her? Because like, I feel like your fans would die if this collab would happen.
Yeah, we're working together soon. I love her. Yeah.
All right.
I love her so much.
All right. Some exclusive tea. Like, can you tell me about it?
I think we're just writing together in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the best.
Greet her for me. Say
I shall.
Hi from me.
I shall.
All right. Next up, we got Gillian Anderson.
Oh, mommy. Yes. Yeah. Smash.
Have you seen Sex Education?
Of course I've seen it. I'm obsessed with her.
Same.
So obsessed with her.
Also, Maeve in the show.
Oh my God. Is such a cutie.
I know, right?
I love her.
I feel like we could get along.
No, I know.
Very well.
All of these people are perfect.
Miley, slay Cyrus.
Smash. Done.
What
period.
Did you think of the Flowers music video?
I thought it was so great. I also think she looks amazing.
Yeah.
I think, and looks, I mean, like, of course looks amazing, but like, she looks amazing. Like, she looks like she's like happy.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I thought it was so great.
Same. On so many levels also.
Totally. Totally. It's very layered.
Yeah, also. All right. Last one. We got Sarah Paulson.
Oh, smash. Easy. These are all like iconic.
I know, right?
Gays.
I try to sort them very
well.
No.
This group I will get tattooed on my face. I love them.
You're actually going to get a tattoo later.
Yes.
Would you like, what is it going to be if it's not them?
I'm getting the duration of my favorite album.
What is it?
Blonde.
By Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Frank Ocean track?
Well, my favorite like of all time is There Will Be Tears, just because it has such a specific place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cute. Mine is like White Ferrari.
White Ferrari is so great.
I love that one. And also, I don't know how to pronounce it because it's like German.
Somehow. Oh, Siegfried? Siegfried, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good.
In German, we would say Siegfried.
Oh, sick.
Doesn't sound hot.
I love
all
it.
Right. I got to tell you, your fans went crazy because like I posted a TikTok saying that I'm gonna meet you in a week
yeah.
And I like opened the comments for them to ask you stuff.
Oh, sick.
And there was like so many comments.
Aww.
I was like, oh my God, I can't ask all of them, but I'm gonna try my best.
Oh, that's
to,
so
like,
sweet.
Love them and make them happy.
Perfect.
What's your favorite baguette filling and when are you finally releasing baguette?
Oh my God,
spill some tea.
Shit. Favorite baguette filling would probably be just like, I mean, I fucking love like butter. That's not a filling.
Oh, I'm lactose intolerant. If I wasn't, I would love butter also.
Yeah, it's the shit, dude. I feel like that. And when am I releasing it? When I pass away. When I die.
Don't say that.
I know.
Don't say that. But so the answer is you're not releasing it.
No,
anytime soon.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Why though?
It's so weird. It's just such a weird time in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that. European tour, when? In caps lock.
100%. Hopefully this summer. Hopefully this summer. Okay. I'm like, I'm really
fingers
gunning
crossed
for it. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fingers crossed. Because like, I feel like now you like step foot into Europe.
Yeah.
Everybody gets like how obsessed Europeans are with you.
Oh my God. I also love Europeans. Everybody's cool as fuck here.
Good. Yeah. Good, good, good. All right. Let's talk about music. Everything to Everyone. What's it about in case there's anyone listening who hasn't listened to your music yet?
It is about, I think for me, it's just about like I was a huge people pleaser my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I recently have just been like, you know what? I'm not going to succumb to that as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Everything to Everyone is just like such a wrap up of my like, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And how that went and how it was hard, but also exciting and like fun, but scary and like treacherous. And I think it's like all of those things just like mashed up into one little project. Mm-hmm.
I think that sums it up quite well.
Yeah.
Because I've been like, it's been on repeat, like 24/7.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. What's your fave track on it?
Oh, In the Kitchen is my favorite.
How come?
I think the writing process was so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was so special. And it was one of the first songs that it's the first song that's on the EP that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like such a beginning of this like new
it's like
year
the baby
and yeah it really is the baby.
I get it.
It's the baby. It's my favorite.
Which one is your favorite to perform live?
Oh my, I was just gonna say, and it's also my favorite to perform live.
Oh well, okay. What's the hardest riff or a vocal to perform live?
Too well, so hard. Yeah, it's just so much breath, and it's so much that's in. It's interesting. Like, I think In the Kitchen is the easiest song to sing, even though it's the most vocally acrobatic, because it's easier to sing like the low shit and the high shit and to go in the middle, because those parts of your voice get breaks.
Yeah,
and you get time to like really think about it. Too Well, it's just all in the same little range pocket.
Yeah,
and so you just have to like kind of like get through that song.
Can you do it?
Oh my God. Probably not. After the lack of sleep that I've
yeah,
had.
Yeah, I get it. I get
probably
it.
Probably fucking not. Like, I would love to tell you yes. I don't think I could.
No, I get it. Like, 100%. Are you already working on new music?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, can you tell me about it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on an album to hopefully come out later this year. And it's going to be, like, my first, like, actual album.
Hey.
I know. I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited.
What's it about? Is it going to be like a concept album or do you have a theme yet or just random?
I think it could end up being that, but yeah. I really view my, I like Adele for so many reasons, but I like that Adele did her album sort of like by the year.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like kind of like how I view my music and my projects is like, it's just a culmination of everything I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at the point in my career yet where I want to make like a specific sonic palette or like a concept album. Like I really am just like, I am just spewing out shit right now.
Mm.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Embrace it though.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, I love,
love
it.
Love that.
I love
that.
It so much.
All right. Let's talk about going through stuff as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
How did you realize you were queer? Like, was there like an aha moment at some point
of
in your life?
Kind of. I mean, I knew like I had always liked, I mean, this is not like the best thing to say, but like for lack of like, you know, avoiding the binary, like I liked boys. I knew I liked boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing a show, a musical with a girl as the lead. And I just remember being like, oh, I really think I like love her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love her. I was like 14, but I was like, I'm definitely in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I must be a lesbian. And then my friend was like, okay, don't you think you still like boys? I was like, yeah, but I like girls, so I'm a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, weird. So when I was like 14, I think.
That's so early.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember mine wasn't like till 18 or something.
Yeah.
Like Megan Fox and Jennifer's Body. And
oh,
also,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Have you seen Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
No.
Oh, that is so hot. That
so
is
good.
So hot. Yeah, and gay.
Oh, I need to see it.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. What would you like to say to young people who are like in the process of figuring out themselves, figuring out their sexuality?
I mean, I think like the best thing that I've heard/the best thing that I feel is like, it's just, it is just so ever evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Just so ever evolving. Like, just like the grace that you need to give yourself. You really, really should.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you're growing up. So just as you're learning things as you're growing up, you're also learning things about yourself and like your sexuality and like how you identify, what makes you comfortable, not comfortable, things like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like just really being gracious with the process is probably the best thing to think about, at least.
Take time.
Mm-hmm. Totally. That's so cute. Totally.
Well, that was the last question, and I think that was such a beautiful ending for that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Totally.
Well, I'm like, I'm excited once you're going to come back to Europe.
Same.
And hopefully you'll make a tour stop in Berlin.
Oh, have to.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to whoop your ass. Just saying.
Fine.
Just saying.
Completely.
Okay,
completely.
Good.
I'll be there.
Thank you so much. That was so nice.
Of course. Thanks, babe. It was so fun.
Queer gehört. Mit Savannah. Nur auf Jam.